John McGivern is in the studio with us. Did you go to the auto show?
I did.
Have you gone?
Have you guys been?
No, I love going to the auto show. Oh. I always leave there wanting to get a new car.
I just got one not too long ago, so I thought, I don't really want to go, but I love going to the auto
show. It smells good, doesn't it?
It
smells good, like new car everywhere.
Why don't they make cologne out of that stuff?
New car smell.
They've
got it for...
They make air freshener for a car.
I know, but I'm saying like for a person.
Just use that.
That'd be good. That'd be really good. You know what else would be good? Thought about this today. You know how kids will emulate anything they see in a video game?
Yeah.
Can't we get like a Wii or some video game where kids could do some sort of competitive snow shoveling so that once they get that down, they'll want to go out and actually do the real thing?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm just saying. I'm an idea man.
Develop that.
Feed mayonnaise to the tuna fish.
How about books for Wii?
That'd be good. Books for Wii. How about you weed?
And they just hold the little stick and just move it over to simulate turning of the pages.
Yeah, but you can't get to the end until you actually read it.
Right.
Yeah. So
I love the people. I love going and watching, you know, people certainly go around the whole show and look at the cars, but I love those who like, oh my Lord, I really want this F-150. You know, those who are really into the cars that they're, and you can tell that that's the car they want.
Yeah.
And going down to where the Hummers are, and these people are like, make it do the rock thing again. I mean, it's like, oh my God, these people are never going to get a Hummer, but they really want one bad.
Yeah.
I love the new Chevy concept car. Did you see this?
No.
You got to go. This new Chevy concept sort of moon sort of looking car was cool.
Is it little?
No, it's like a sedan, but it's kind of bulbous and very futuristic. And it's like, oh, I want one of those. Steve's like, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Why would you want that?
Do they have the hovercraft yet? That was supposed to be around now.
The hovercraft? Oh, can you imagine?
Remember, we were supposed to have jetpacks.
Remember the amphibian car when we were? I mean, you guys are a little
major. That was in the 50s.
No, in the 60s. Like the late 60s, they had that car.
Had the propellers on the back?
Yeah.
Drive it. Who needs to drive into a river?
You mean like a duck?
Yeah.
Yeah,
well,
like
it was a car, though. I know Mick Hogan had one, and he used to drive it right down to Bradford Beach and drive. It was like, oh, there's so
But after 20 minutes, you have to stop and sell people postcards.
That's right.
I love going to the car show. And people would be so surprised as to how good I am with cars. I mean, where I can like something's going
like,
down, and I'm like, oh, that's a '57 Chevy.
Oh, okay.
And if you notice that the taillights on these are different than the '55 Chevy, and Steve's like, how do you know this? How do you know this stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm in.
Do you know anything about combustible engines? Internal combustion.
I have one.
Okay.
I had a combustible engine last Thursday.
Difference between having a diesel engine and like unleaded.
No, that I don't know that. No. I can talk about car design though.
Okay, fancy
stuff. What was your first car?
A Buick Skyhawk.
What year?
76.
And it was a car that was yours?
Mine.
What was the car you learned to drive on?
I learned to drive on my dad's Dodge Dart, but my very first car was a 1976 yellow Mustang 4 on the floor.
Shut up. You're fancy.
It was the ugly Mustangs.
Oh,
they weren't the cool-looking Mustangs. It was the really ugly era. And then my second car was a 1981 Mustang, still ugly.
Hmm.
5 on the floor.
But a Mustang nonetheless. What was yours, KB?
A Plymouth Horizon that I got from...
Those were nice. K-car.
That I got from Remington Motors in Antigo and was driving to Milwaukee because I was moving. And got about 150 miles out of the town. And, I was just north of Fond du Lac coming down 45. And all of a sudden, the entire cabin, I guess you could say, the inside filled with smoke.
Oh,
nice. Mm.
Problem.
You know, did you drop your cigarette?
And the whole thing just, and the radiator was screwed up and everything like that. I just totally got hosed.
Well,
what about you?
I learned to drive on a 1965 Buick LeSabre convertible. And when I got my license, my dad used to let me drive it, but it was 3-4 days after I got my license, I was on the highway, and I had put oil in the car, but the hood, I didn't latch it right, and the hood flew up on the highway going 60 miles
an hour. I'm really, I'm fascinated that you brought this up today,
because
no lie, I had this story sitting over here, which I hadn't gotten to yet, but I think this is interesting. The majority of men remember their first car better than their first kiss. This is from the UK Daily Mail. 60% of survey respondents regarded their first car as being female. 26% gave it a name. The newspaper also reports that a majority of respondents said owning their first car ranked higher in their initial embrace, their first boyfriend, their first girlfriend, whatever. If it was a girl, same thing. Also, they couldn't even remember what they did on their 18th birthday. More than a third of the people surveyed had sex in their first vehicle. Doesn't say with another person or not. Just,
I was going to say.
Yeah, just there. But, men, apparently.
But that doesn't surprise me. It's a rite of passage.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's where all of a sudden you're a man. You've got your car. You've got freedom. You can go out and do whatever.
I got my Buick.
Do you name your cars, John?
Never.
Okay.
No. And I never give it a gender either.
Me neither.
You know?
Mine was my first one I didn't name. My second one was a 1978 Delta 88.
That was like
cow. And I called it Big Red because it was kind of a burgundy.
Don't
so
you always name
Big
your
Red.
Cars?
Yeah, I do.
You do?
And I've gone
male
back
or
and
female?
Forth. It doesn't matter.
What's yours now?
Henry.
Henry.
Mm-hmm. I've had Barry. I've had Mephisto.
Mephisto?
Mephisto.
I knew him.
Mephisto, I know.
I'm like, no thanks.
I don't know why
he
I
was
named
expensive.
Him Mephisto.
By
have
the
raisin.
Way, from trendhunter.com.
Yes.
If you really like that new car smell, then maybe you can wear it. Aramis and Designer Fragrances, a division of Estee Lauder, has partnered with Ford to bring the smell of a new car to a unique new fragrance called Mustang.
So then when you go into Victor's, does it have the thing with the quarter and that you put in and smells like Mustang?
Mustang. What are you wearing?
That cannot be successful, you guys.
You cannot be. You cannot
I mean, for
me.
Guys, and I think guys would appreciate it, but women are going to go, do you have a new car?
You smell like a Mustang.
You smell like a And what does a Mustang smell like?
Well,
unfortunately, most men who wear it have a four on the floor. So,
yeah, what woman would want a guy smelling like a new
car?
Right.
How about like new money?
Yeah.
You know how you get those clean 20s where you have to go and put it in a birthday card? There's a smell to that.
Mm-hmm.
Bet you put that in a perfume.